A Peninsula man is back in Washington today showing off his modified hybrid car. Felix Kramer, considered by some to be the leader of the plug-in hybrid movement, has a Toyota Prius that he says gets more than 100 miles per gallon. Mr. Kramer joins us on the KCBS Newsline. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon. Tell us more about your car.
Well, the car is a regular Prius that we've added batteries to. And what that does is it makes a hybrid for the first time have a second energy source, electricity. And one of the nice things about electricity is that it's under a dollar a gallon for fueling.
Now, one of the things that you hear, the rap against some of these hybrid cars, is the impracticality for some of them. Address that, if you would.
Actually, a hybrid car, one of its strengths is that you can drive it just like any other car. And this car adds to that the best of both worlds. It's an electric vehicle with none of the problems that people sometimes associate with electric vehicles, worrying about plugging in. This is a car you just drive regular, as you would any other car, but at night you put it in your garage, and overnight in a regular 120 plug, you charge it up. And it's as if the next morning you're leaving with a little fuel tank, a second fuel tank, that you fill with electricity that drives your local miles. And you're doing those local miles cleaner, cheaper, and using electricity that is not imported oil.
So how easy is it to modify the car?
It would be really easy for Toyota to do it. It was hard for us and for the for CalCars.org, we're a nonprofit, and for EnergyCS, the for-profit company that did this particular vehicle.
Were this kind of technology to take off, would we see charging stations available to people beyond their own garages, for example, overnight?
You really wouldn't need it. There might be some workplaces that would do it, but we're emphasizing nighttime off-peak charging at low rates. People will start getting time-of-use meters. I've got a time-of-use meter, so I can get 5 cents a kilowatt hour pretty soon for my charging. And if you do the numbers, it's not just a dollar a gallon gasoline. Another way of looking at it is that your electric miles are 2 to 4 cents a mile, and your gasoline miles are 8 to 20 cents a mile. So you want to do this. You want to charge it at night. At your garage. If you're staying at a friend's house, you can charge it in their garage. But there's no new infrastructure, and that's one of the strong points of plug-in hybrids.
So if you run out of electricity, you could just fill your car with normal gasoline and you wouldn't get stuck?
You never get stuck on this car. It remains a 50-mile-per-gallon, excellent-performing regular hybrid. We just add some additional batteries to that, and otherwise it just drives like a regular hybrid, has the same power as a regular hybrid. On the highway, it's a little quieter than a regular hybrid because the electric motor is doing a lot of the work.
This sounds like a very dumb question, but obviously every engineer in the country right now or around the world is looking for technology that would increase gas mileage given what's going on with gas prices. Why isn't this coming out of one of the big car companies right now in terms of this plug-in hybrid technology?
We hope it will. We've been talking with Ford Motor Company, we just announced this last week, for the last 6 months, and we're asking them to allow us to do this. We're partnering with Professor Andy Frank from UC Davis, who invented this modern technology, and we're saying, let us do this, and let's show how we can make your great Ford Escape hybrid an even better car. And we're hoping that at some point car companies will start making really wise decisions, because I think the decisions they've been making so far have put them in the jam they're in right now.